Dave and Darren.
Hello there!
Really, really glad that you have decided to download this show. Spend some time with your old pals, Dave and Darren. My name is Dave. This is your pal, Darren. And this is the Top 5 Things podcast. Welcome to it, everybody. Darren, how have you been since last time we talked?
Okay.
Well, how did Winter Storm Petra treat you?
Almost slipped, but didn't. I see that you still are continuing your ban on shoveling.
I haven't had time.
No.
I haven't had time. I leave here at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got home to do this. I'll shovel after you leave. Sorry, Your Majesty, I didn't get the walk shoveled for you.
I haven't done it either. I will do it.
Isn't it supposed to melt here pretty soon?
That's why I'm asking, because the last time you said I'm not shoveling.
Just your tone of voice was a little... I expect things to be a little bit tidier around here.
Has nothing to do with me.
Well, but it does, though. Don't you see that it does? Is Don on the phone?
Is Don on the phone? Okay.
I was just wondering whether or not you were like, no, I've done more than enough this winter.
I feel like I have done more than enough. I imagine I will have to go out at some point, although as soon as I'm done with this, I've got another appearance I have to make. Maybe I'll get to it tonight. I don't know.
Seems like an excellent chore for the boy. Plus,
yeah, that's a great call.
He doesn't have as far to fall.
That's a great call.
Much more nimble.
So when I'm doing,
certainly roll with the punches.
As soon as I get done with you, I gotta get ready and go to the TV station, Channel 8, where I will be with the Crime Stoppers of the Quad Cities.
Oh, you're doing the spin?
They're gonna let me spin the wheel of misfortune.
So you're gonna determine who they're gonna hunt down next.
It's quite a responsibility. Hmm. I don't know if you've seen this gimmick. I'm glad Darren is already aware of it.
I don't see it a lot.
The Crime Stoppers have a bunch of wanted criminals on a wheel. I will then spin the wheel, and wherever it lands, that will be the crook that they really go after and try and
hard for a week.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
I think so.
All of their resources for the next six, 7 days.
Enough,
it's like
enough of their resources.
Let's get this guy.
At one point yesterday.
Now, do you get anything if they grab him?
That's the question I'm going to ask.
Yes.
Like, do I get is there a percentage? What do we call a finder's fee? Is that something that they offer me? Because Crime Stoppers does give money out anonymously to people who make tips. That's the whole idea of it. And I guess
he's my perp.
That's my guy.
That's my guy.
But I also wonder, am I going to be in trouble like with the guy that gets apprehended? Like, I would have gotten away with it, but then you spun the wheel. Do I get some sort of Cape Fear thing coming my way?
I think the answer is obviously yes.
Oh, no.
You will be hunted down. If you had not spun the wheel and landed on me,
right.
I'd have been free for another week.
If Angry Moose asks, if they catch the guy you picked, do you get to spin the wheel of meat? No, I get to spin the wheel of fish, and it lands on Red Snapper.
Mmm, very tasty.
Wheel of meat, was that a bit we used to do on FM?
Yes.
What was the gimmick behind that? I remember there being a wheel of meat. That was like a
Cattleman's Meat Market.
Cattleman's Meat Market. We spun the wheel of meat.
We spun the wheel of meat, and whatever it landed on, you received as a prize.
I kind of remember that. Mm-hmm. We should bring back the wheel of meat. That's a good idea.
I'd love to.
So yesterday I'm watching Channel 8 News, and it's worth pointing out, I watch the Channel 8 News because I think it's a great product, and also because I have my own TV show on WQAD. It's called Brood, and I'm glad you brought it up, Darren, because there's a new episode this Saturday at 10:35. I believe this is one where we're... PM.
PM,
Saturday night at 10:35 PM.
Who do you go up against?
Saturday Night Live.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's the enemy of the people. So this is the thing. You can watch a new episode. I think this is the one where we go to Rockford, which there was some really good stuff in Rockford.
Saturday Night Live is in Rockford?
No, Brood is this next week. But I'm watching
Stinktown.
I'm watching Channel 8 News. I gotta see if I can get a video of this. So at one point, it's Jim Mertens, our guy Jim Mertens, right?
Zahara's friend of the show. Zahara's dressed up as a cavewoman.
I've seen it before. Zahara's not in costume. And then Elizabeth Wattis is sitting in the
I know who that is.
Oh, she's wonderful.
A dream.
Denise is off on paternity leave.
Pregnant again.
She just had the baby. Another baby. Baby number two for Denise Hinitka. Mom and baby are doing great. By the way, as we speak, the director of my show Brood, Anthony, and his wife Jenna, they left this afternoon to go to the hospital to have their baby.
Mm-hmm.
Something on the water there, Channel 8. But my point is, so it's Elizabeth Wattis, it's Jim Mertens, and Zahara's giving the talk about, you know, we're getting more snow and more ice or whatever. And they come back, and Elizabeth Wattis says, I don't know if it's Jim Mertens' cold or if he's upset about the weather, but he's got tears in his eyes. And then she very softly strokes his arm and goes, it's okay, Jim, you're going to be all right. He doesn't look at her at all. He just deadpans, dead-eyed right in the camera, and he says this, word for word. He goes, don't you ever touch me again. It was the funniest.
Is he deathly ill?
I don't know. I'll ask him if I see him
today.
Because
a lot
over there.
Of people are fighting the flu. Now,
it was the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. He just goes.
He just deadpanned it.
Doesn't look at her at all. Just looks right in the camera and goes, don't you ever touch me again. Funniest thing I've seen on the news since Jim King threw the microphone into the snowbank. Another Jim Mertens adjacent moment.
When you're there, ask if we can get that video.
I'm going to ask for that tomorrow.
I
was watching it on the one TV in the house that doesn't have a DVR hooked up to it. Otherwise, I'd have audio for you.
Do you think he was speaking just to her, or do you think he was kind of saying, collectively, Quad Cities,
you know,
don't ever touch me again?
I don't know. I'll
smart
ask
little dancer, Jim
if I
Mertens.
See Jim today, and I imagine I will, because when I get there, he'll be getting ready for the 5 o'clock. I'll ask him, because it was, I'm telling you, Darren, it was one of my favorite moments in local television.
Are you allowed more than one spin? In that, I don't like that one. I don't want that one.
You know, it's interesting. Pat Sajak answered a question that I didn't even realize I had until he posed it the other day on Twitter. Because when it's time for them to wrap things up at the end, Pat Sajak gives the wheel one more spin to determine what consonants are worth.
Okay, yep.
You ever notice it never lands on bankrupt? Ever.
So
what are the chances?
Do they take that off?
Yeah, they edit that out.
They take that out.
Never occurred to me that that was something that could happen, but of course that happened.
That there's some editing going on
that
in a television show?
They edit out when Pat Sajak lands on bankrupt.
Yes.
And then they spin again until it lands on something that actually would work as a dollar value for that final round.
Sure, we can't have that. That's a waste of time.
And Sajak made it sound like it's a question he gets a lot. And also, in a very Sajakian way, he said, I'm done talking to you people about this. Pat Sajak's a guy who just looks like he's just miserable hosting that show and has been
for the last
years.
30 years.
I mean, for at least the last 15 years, Pat Sajak would
like
very much...
Like he's being held hostage almost.
I would like to do anything other than this.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah. He tried. Remember, he had a talk show for a while. And we as a country said, no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Forget it.
Was that on CBS?
I don't remember that.
The Pat Sajak show? You don't remember the magic, the magistry, the pageantry of the Pat Sajak show?
It was a magic show?
I feel like it was. Was it on after Letterman on CBS? I'm not wrong about this. I remember.
I was
this
watching
being
a new television channel. Well, I don't know that it's that new, but new to me.
Yeah.
Called Decades.
Yeah.
You ever watch
sure.
Decades?
Yeah. It's kind of like a cozy.
Yeah. This weekend, apparently what they do from time to time is they will have marathons on the weekend,
mm-hmm.
which I suppose if you don't like the show, that's not really going to attract you.
Okay.
This weekend, from like all weekend long, all the different strokes you could handle.
That's not bad.
Girls!
Well, no, she wasn't. Mrs. Garrett was just the maid on that. She didn't. Charlotte Ray.
What was the difference in her jobs between the two shows?
Well, one was with boys and the other was with girls.
There was a girl in there.
Yes, Kimberly. She was a bank robber, if I remember correctly.
Was she actually a bank? She joined like the Symbionese.
No. I don't think Dana Plato did anything for political reasons. I believe she was just somebody who.
Liberation Army.
No, I think she was just someone who had crimes. She robbed a Blockbuster video.
She robbed a
video
bank as one of the storylines in the show?
No, no. No. She left Different Strokes. She got a boob job. She did a Playboy pictorial. And then no one cared. And then she moved out to Vegas. And then she was working at a dry cleaning store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
you just know this off the top of your head?
I'm looking at it now. And then she went in 1991, Dana Plato, Kimberly from Different Strokes, went into a video store with a pellet gun and demanded the money in the cash register. And the clerk called 911 and said, quote, I've just been robbed by the girl who played Kimberly on Different Strokes.
Identified right away.
15 minutes after the robbery, she returned to the scene and was immediately arrested. She had gotten from the robbery a grand total of $164.
Nice.
You know who posted her bail? Wayne Newton, because he's a class guy. Wow. Arrested then for forging prescriptions for diazepam.
You know who else?
Didn't end well for
her. You know who else struggled after a Playboy pictorial?
Who's that?
Was your, was it Mary Ellen on The Waltons?
Okay. I've never watched 2 seconds of The Waltons.
I think she would even say everything in her career went downhill.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake to get naked on Walton Mountain.
Who's ever been in Playboy and it made their career a thing other than, what, Marilyn Monroe? And I don't even think she didn't pose for Playboy. Those pictures were published without her permission.
Jenny McCarthy?
Okay. She's a playmate who was famous. She wasn't famous and then went into Playboy. I mean, I see what you're saying. How old do you think Dana Plato was when she died?
When she died?
Yeah, I've just been robbed by the girl that played Kimberly on Different Strokes.
Well, I have to assume that she was pretty close to my age.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a tiny bit older. Okay. I would say...
You're saying you and Dana Plato were the same age
Could have been
play died.
Things, yes.
Yes. In fact, Dana Plato...
I'd say like she was 34.
Yeah, you're right on it. She's a month older than you are. A month and a couple of weeks.
Huh?
Born in November of 64. You're very good at this. The Pat Sajak Show was on CBS.
Well, I just have a certain compassion for people.
Yeah, that's what it is. January 89 to April of 90 was the Pat Sajak Show on CBS. So that had nothing to do with Letterman.
Who said anything about Letterman?
I seem to remember it being on around the time as Letterman, but then that doesn't make sense because it was Letterman and then it was Tom Snyder with the color teenies. As they fly through the air. You hear that? That's the last sound a tuna hears before they put it in the can.
Mother Snyder's watching tonight.
I've got top five things
sure.
If you're ready for those.
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast. Brought to you by, boy, I miss him. Brought to you by
I used to love that
Mary's
show.
Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings, inspections, stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio. With a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade tuna, their homemade recipe made fresh daily. Get it today at Capriati's. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner, and you will get a medium sub, whatever it is, for the price of a small one.
Number one today.
Number one.
Comes to us from the Sunshine State.
Florida.
Oh, Florida, where the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission later on this month is expected to finalize a ban on dumping blood off the beaches to lure sharks. This is something I guess you're allowed to do
currently. This is something
that
Betty White is still doing.
Florida is going to have a new statewide ban. This is something I guess fishermen
do. No blood? You can't dump any blood?
No more dumping blood or bloody fish guts into the ocean or on the beach to lure the sharks closer to shore. Because, you know, there's also swimmers.
Well, I would suppose it's mostly fishermen that do it, as opposed to swimmers. Unless you're an adventurous swimmer.
I really want to swim with some sharks.
I'm going out there with chum in my pockets.
They call me old chum pockets.
You got,
I like to go swimming
you got
with the sharks.
You got chum in your pockets?
Oh, I...
Kinda.
Sort of. I like to put chum in my pockets.
Gee, Tennessee.
It makes me swim real fast. The Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission expected to finalize a ban on chumming when you scatter blood, oil, and pieces of ground-up fish
to
produce
to be so chummy.
A slick carried on the current or tide to lure predators closer to baited hooks. What in the world? And this is something, too. This woman was Debbie Salome. Her Achilles tendon was severed by a shark bite while she was waiting.
And she's going after the chummers?
And
can't go after the shark, really.
She says she's a shark conservation advocate now. Ever since she got bit, she understands the sharks better. She says it's really good to be clear that sharks do not want to eat people.
Well, but they do.
Took a bite out of you,
they do,
stupid.
Though.
They do, Shark Alfie.
They do.
New regulation would ban placing chum in the water for fishing and defines chum as fish, fish parts, or other animal products intended to attract marine wildlife.
Including, dare I say, fish heads?
If you want to dump blood on the beach to attract fish or roly-poly fish heads, you have until July 1st to do that. Fishermen are complaining that this is a ban on a long-held tradition. And it penalizes fishermen who can't afford to fish for sharks using boats. You know what?
Yes, I like to do...
What about us poor fishermen ain't got money for boats? Think about that, you son of a bitches?
I'm more of a onshore shark hunter.
Daniel Rodriguez has a deep passion for shark fishing. His greatest catch from the beach was a 13-foot hammerhead. He says it's the proudest accomplishment of his life. He's urging the state to be careful about these new regulations. Quote, I ask that you tread lightly with your rules and fees. The ability to enjoy the fishing tradition, including shark fishing, should be affordable and accessible to everyone.
Something the entire family can enjoy.
Okay, I guess I'm something of a shark snob. But I say, if you can't fish for them on a boat, then you don't need to fish for them. You know what
you get to fish for?
No, you get to fish for, like, panfish. That's what you get to fish
so
for.
So you're saying keep the sharks out there.
Yeah, you're damn right.
As opposed
when your number one industry is tourism and you want people to come to the beaches,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a
so
bunch
you're
of,
saying,
there's a bunch of, even if there's no sharks, you just got a bunch of blood on the beach for crying out loud.
So you're saying go to the sharks as opposed to having the sharks come to
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. You fish where there's fish and you shark where there's sharks. Although sharks are a fish. Fish where there's sharks, whatever. My point is, if you can't afford to get in a boat, I don't know how expensive that is, but you know what? Like,
you're always going to need a bigger boat.
Well, that's what they say. There's lots of hobbies that I'd like to do that I can't afford to do. So,
what if your hobby is just pouring chum into the water? You don't even have a fishing pole.
Only thing I'm looking to catch is some fun.
It's sprinkler.
I know the sprinkler's on!
Sprinkler's on.
I know, I turned it on, you fatso! Get off my lawn! Number two on our top five things today.
What do you think would have happened if you'd have turned the sprinkler on him? He would have probably just sat there with a big giant smile on his face.
You like,
this is the greatest ever. Like, you turn the sprinkler on him, like, to, you know,
like if I had,
shoot water in his face.
So if I had taken the hose out of the sprinkler head and then just
Him? Or just picked up the sprinkler and just pointed it at him.
I don't know.
My guess is it would have just encouraged him.
I wouldn't have been dealing with him.
Now we're playing.
So Darren's referring to a story years ago. I had the sprinkler on the front lawn. And
must have been a neighbor kid.
There's just some random neighborhood kid running around in the sprinkler. And I go, hey, what are you doing? Get out of here. And he looks at me and goes, sprinkler's on. Like, I know the sprinkler's
on.
Get off my lawn. I'm the one that turned it on. Get out of here. Like, I had to chase him away like he was an animal going through my garbage at night. The sprinkler's on. Yeah, no, I didn't do that to amuse you. I'm trying to keep my lawn from dying.
Well, apparently it attracts some.
Number two, a bottle from a 133-year-old shipwreck may yield yeast for a new beer for a brewery in upstate New York.
Tell you what, these breweries.
Biotechnology students at the State University of New York at Cobbleskill.
Each and everyone's got to be somehow hipper than the next one, don't they?
They uncorked a bottle.
Do you ever go off on them like that on the brewed show?
where I just... Where
you guys
just,
are real hipsters, aren't you?
No.
You guys are really something.
Kind of the
You're really pretty proud of yourselves, aren't you?
Well, the whole point of the show is to promote the industry.
I'm just saying. Just a little honesty is all I'm looking for. Just give me some truth.
Just one segment where I just go off on them.
Just express how you really feel as opposed
to really enjoy them, and I like everything that they all do.
You got yeast from a 133-year-old.
I think this is a cool story.
Wet nurse.
I think this is a cool story. The SS Oregon.
I like your man bun.
Went down into the. They're not all like that. Most of them are just hardworking dudes who like beer. Really, I think I'm being dead serious. Every single with maybe one exception, every single brewery that we've been to, everyone's been really cool. And
except for the exception of one, you say?
There's one that was just a little weird.
Weird or?
Well, they were decent guys. We haven't dealt with any of the insufferable hipster stuff. We just haven't. Mm. I mean, I haven't.
Or you just won't put up with it. Maybe, is this something that the executive producer kind of tips off?
It's just...
Tips off the people when they get there. It's like, listen, Dave has got a real nose for BS. So just
no,
don't,
I don't
just
think
don't play games with this
I
one
because
this one will call you out.
I'm not
this
Mike,
one will shred you.
I'm not Mike Wallace. I'm just Dave drinking beer on TV. The point of the show is to promote things. Sometimes the brewers are a little skeptical. Like, what is this going to be? Some sort of hit job? Like, no, it's not. That's
could
not what
be
we
though.
Do.
It could turn into one. That's all I'm saying is they need to know. It could turn into one.
Sirius Brewing Company of Howes Cave, New York, is going to develop a new beer if the students at this university are able to successfully extract the yeast from this bottle of beer that, again, was in a shipwreck 133 years ago. This guy acquired the beer from a customer who owns an assortment of artifacts that were recovered from the shipwreck. This thing was en route from Liverpool, England.
Mm-hmm. Titanic.
To New York City. 852 people were on board. It collided with a schooner near Fire Island, New York, and sank. All but one person survived.
Only one person died?
Isn't that great? 852 people went on board. 851 people...
Only one came. Only one went down.
No distress message was sent.
No need. We're all fine.
We had a bomb. And by bomb, I mean beer. The beer they were going to serve at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So, all but one person survived. So it's not that much of a... This isn't like some sort of ghoul beer that's been down in a graveyard with 852 dead people. Just one dead dude who essentially at this point was just chum.
Who was still holding on to it. Holding on to it like Grim Death or that little tiny girl in her corn dog.
Last year, a brewer in Australia produced a beer from a yeast that was recovered from a shipwreck that was 220 years old.
Mm.
Wonder how that works. How many of the top five beers in terms of total sales can you name right now?
Sales?
Top five total beer. Top five.
Craft beers?
No. All beers. Obviously, your macros are going to dominate this.
Yes.
So can you name of the top five selling beers?
I would think that it would have to be like a Budweiser.
Budweiser's number three on the list.
Bud Light.
Bud Light's number one on the list.
Miller Lite.
Number four on the list.
Coors Light.
Number two on the list. Now, can you give me number five? This is where it gets tricky.
Keystone Light?
No, not in the top ten.
Should be.
Hmm.
Let's see. I will say then... Oh, I would say Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra is what I would have guessed. That's number six on the list. So you were very close. Number five, so it goes like this. Bud Light, Coors Light, then Budweiser, then Miller Light, and number five on the list in these United States is Corona Extra.
I gotcha.
Then Michelob Ultra, then Modelo Especial, then Natural Light. Most of that beer is just sold here in Iowa.
No mention of Keystone?
And then Busch is number 10.
Huh.
Yeah.
Falling outside the top 10.
Yeah. Do you want to know how far down the list Keystone is? Is that
really.
Is that something that matters to you?
Not really.
I can, I can find that out while you tell us who's paying for the show.
Something of a connoisseur, if you want to take a look. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 north of United Township. Moline, just north of United Township High School. How about trying an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein, or a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as stuff you can take home like whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyal awards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. We appreciate you all, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. This is a darn fine idea. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event,
I think you know that I am.
Email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get it today. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right. We on the last show that we did, which is entitled In My Fatigue Stupor, we had was it Angry Turtle or Turtle Hammer? It was one of the turtles. Started what
Turtle
I think,
Hammer.
Turtle Hammer did my top five things related to the show, and we encouraged you to send us
your top five things.
So we will read these if you send them to us on our text line. Again, it's 470-23-NACHO. That's 470-Robin-Ventura-NACHO.
Not Michael Jordan.
No, Michael Jordan. I'm in a better place about the Machado thing, but I'm still pissed.
Because you realize it would have hamstrung you probably the last 4 or 5 years of the deal?
Because I can't think of too many of these mega deals that ever end up working out.
They don't.
Right?
They don't.
They would sign him for $300 million, and he would end up blowing out his ACL in May.
Yes.
Right?
You don't have to worry about that.
And I think about this, too. This is a little exercise I've been doing to try and breathe a little bit, because I'm still at a point where I'm so angry I still haven't had anything to drink about.
Did you ruin anything?
What do you mean?
Did you ruin
it? No, I don't damage things. I don't get I'm not that much of a maniac.
You should start, because it really is a stress reliever.
You think it's cathartic to break stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
I think of, over the course of my long life, times where I desperately wanted something to happen, and then that thing didn't happen. Ended up being the best thing for me.
So unanswered prayers.
That's what they say, right? So that's kind of where my head's at right now.
Although I would have liked to have at least had a few things that I wanted to have happen.
Like, can you give me an example?
I don't know. Just so that just so that I could have seen what success was like.
Well, it wasn't for you though.
It was not for me.
It's not a success. You don't wear that well.
You could not have handled it.
Being successful. That's not for guys like us.
No.
Being successful is for dumb guys who just get things handed to them. You and I can never enjoy that because that's not the way the world works.
I wouldn't have been good at it.
I don't think I would have.
I wouldn't have been good at it.
No, I'm happy with where I'm at. I genuinely am. I'm not trying to be a dick right now. There's been a lot of times in the course of my life.
You seem like in a very zen place with this whole thing.
Well, I've been trying to meditate more.
When do you do that?
Well, I have a thing on my phone that dings, and then I go and I meditate.
Your phone tells you when it's time to meditate?
Yeah, it's like an app, and it says, all right.
Well, of course it's an app.
Well, I got to do something, man. I can't go carrying around all this rage all the damn time, man.
Bust something.
No, that's not good. I don't have anything I want to break.
Well, just go tear grass out of the ground then or something.
You know, you're the one who tells me to bust stuff, and then the time I'm smashing light bulbs, you made fun of me for years on that.
That was the best. Well, it wasn't that you were busting the light bulbs. It was that you were like how you were celebrating after you busted the light bulbs.
It felt great. Remember the time I kicked that window in at the radio
station?
Well,
the thing about it is too, you didn't know anyone was watching you bust the light bulbs.
I felt great.
And
felt
after you busted the light bulbs, you had your hands up over like you were a champion of the world.
I felt alive. Jesus, maybe I need to go just start vandalizing things. Maybe that is what I need. Maybe it'll get me where I need to go faster than this meditating.
Or just dig a hole in the ground and fill it back in.
Because this meditating, I'll tell you this, it's a whole lot of sitting around doing nothing.
Well, I know.
Kind of drives me crazy. Anyway, top five things. We encourage you to send those in. Here's one from the 563 area code. It's top five things that smell like a bowling glove. Number one.
I love this top five.
Well,
this is great.
Number one,
I like that they're making their own that they're making their own top five topics too. This is marvelous.
This really isn't in the spirit of what we were asking for.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the top five things. Seven
top five things that smell like a bowling glove.
563 top five things that smell like a bowling glove, and then they have number one, and then in all capital letters, just the word nothing. Nothing smells like
nothing
a bowling.
Nothing smells like a bowling.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen to fill the list, finish the list.
Oh, you didn't finish the list?
No.
Oh.
I think the argument is here that nothing else smells like a bowling glove.
Unique smell.
I don't know if this person from the 563 is in the bowling glove sniffing club.
It looks to me like maybe they sent that without it being finished.
No.
It's like sometimes when you send a text and you're not.
I think that's the joke. I think it's like, you know. Great weather we're having, said no one ever. I think it's a joke like that.
I think I'd punch you if you said that to me.
We'll be right back. And we're back!
And we're back. Three. I like that.
Three.
Well, let me tell you why I did that. In case anybody wants to buy a commercial we can put in the middle of the show.
Oh!
If SC Cup wants to start throwing some money at us, I say we take it.
Yes, okay, let's do that every show. Mm-hmm. I like that. And we're back.
And we're back. And see, that way I can tell.
Yeah.
The thing last time was they were just throwing that in.
Wherever they wanted.
Now I can tell SC Cup, go ahead and put the commercial
right there. Sure.
And then, we'll see if that. We'll see if we get any takers.
I like your way of thinking.
Number three.
Did you say, see if we get any takers or tinkers?
Yes. That's right.
Grant Tinker has something he wants.
Yeah, we're going to be promoting the new Mary Tyler Moore show.
Which is going to be tough. Ugh. It's all holographic.
Who's still alive from that? Gavin McLeod,
Betty White.
And, well, I guess, Rhoda's still alive, right?
Yes, although she had like a health scare years ago.
I saw her on a show recently, and she looked fantastic.
Well, that's marvelous.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is true.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. We did lose Cloris Leachman, didn't we?
No, Cloris Leachman's still alive.
Well, then there you go. Then everyone's alive from the show.
What about Ed Asner?
Yes. No?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yes!
Wait, is everybody but Mary Tyler Moore still
alive? Well, Ted Knight.
Okay. Well, the two best people in the show are dead.
Frau Blücher.
Ruffles!
Number three, we take you to Australia. Where
and we're back.
This is a
I like doing that.
Number three on the show. I don't think this is a good idea because I'm paralyzed with the thought of this happening here in the States. But this is going on in Australia, in the state of Queensland. People down there are being allowed to personalize their license plates with a limited selection of emojis.
Mm.
So plates will still need three letters and two numbers, but the emojis will be there as well. There are five emojis to choose from. Laugh out loud, wink, sunglasses, heart eyes, or smile. It's going to cost you $500. That's 500 Australian, which works out to about 350 American dollars.
Righteous.
Yeah. I would think it's weird that they don't have an angry face the way people drive. I would think angry face would make more money.
Are they that congested, though, in Australia? Don't they have plenty of room?
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, if you're not in Sydney or Perth.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Do they even know what traffic is, those people? How good was Midnight Oil? I guess they're doing one last tour. I'd love to see them. Who's your favorite Australian band of all time?
Probably the Bee Gees.
Okay.
But they're not really Australian.
Well,
they
this
just
thing
moved
about
there.
That's,
they're English.
Yeah.
They're English, and then they lived in Australia.
AC/DC's the same way, right?
I think
weren't
you're
they
right.
From Scotland and then moved down there?
Yeah, something like that.
Because their parents were prisoners, right?
They had to get away.
Listen to some Thin Lizzy the other night, and Phil is singing tonight.
Not from Australia.
No. But Phil is singing, tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, my guess is the jail.
Yes. It's just like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Mm. Well, yes. Of course I remember the most famous one. It's the other ones I struggle with.
That's a great point. That song starts off with a bunch of reindeers no one can remember.
They mention all of them. But do you recall?
You know all of these.
You know all these others. Ancillary.
Wow. Darren, that's a great point.
Reindeer.
That song starts with, you know all of these reindeers, yes. Obviously.
Dancer and Prancer, right. And Pixie and Trixie.
And here's the thing. You can't. Well, that's not even one of them.
Well, there you go.
But you don't remember them.
Proves my point. But do you remember Rudolph? Yes! Right. The song's called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Wow, that's fantastic. Wow. You're blowing my mind here.
What are you doing, Gene Autry? Are you messing with me?
That's fantastic.
You think just because you own a professional sports team, you can just toy with a child?
That's fantastic. You know Achilles' Last Stand and the Battle of Evermore and 10 Years Gone. But do you remember
the most famous reindeer of all?
But do you remember Black Dog? Well, you just named a bunch of B-sides. Of course I remember Black Dog. Oh, great, great point there, Darren.
Remember Stairway to Heaven?
Do you remember Stairway? Remember that song, Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows Moby Dick, but remember that song, Stairway to Heaven? Number four on our top five things.
Number four.
Involves a uniquely talented rabbit. A rabbit has just set the Guinness Book of World Records, a bunny rabbit. It did 20 tricks in 1 minute.
But tricks are for kids. And we're back.
Why is that? Say yourself, zing.
Zing of the day.
Hey, listen, it's nothing that Mertens wouldn't have done.
Don't you ever touch me.
Don't you ever touch me. The zing of the day brought to you by the East Mulling Coffee Company. Why do they pause and then say, and we're back? They're pretending as if someone might buy a commercial someday. It's really kind of pathetic. It's really kind of
so sad.
It's kind of pathetic.
They've
been doing it. We did it. It's another 1,000 podcasts. They never sold it once.
We got accidentally bought by another podcast. We had no idea they were injecting the spots into us.
Did they pay for that?
I think we have a balance of like $3 waiting.
And we got to get up a little higher. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what we can do. Uh-huh. You're right though. People are going to hear us say, "And we're back," and there's never going to be commercials in the middle, and we're just going to sound pathetic.
That's okay. We're in this together.
Tawi is a mixed breed bunny who performed these tricks at his owner's house and was awarded the Guinness World Record for most tricks by a rabbit in 1 minute. This rabbit can give high fives, spin, jump over obstacles, take a card out of its owner's hand, knock over a bottle, bite through a string.
Well, I could do all those.
Yeah, but you're a human being. This is a bunny rabbit. There are 30 tricks, I guess, that this rabbit has been taught to do.
I can dress up like a bunny rabbit.
The trainer says, quote, "At first it was very hard for him to concentrate because he was so very excited, but I trained him patiently, and soon he began to love doing tricks. My advice to all pet owners is to never underestimate their pets. I think every animal has a talent of some sort, and it's up to the owner to find out what their pet is good at."
Or leave him alone.
A bunny rabbit that high fives, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Pretty good.
If you went over some dude's house and he was like,
"Hey, check this out.
Check those rabbits."
Well, first of all, if someone's got a rabbit, I'm like, oh boy.
It is a weird, it's kind of a weird. Boy. Yeah, that is a little strange. I'm with you.
Five.
Number five.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
Let me guess. This rabbit you're going to feed to your big giant python downstairs. And would I like to watch?
That's not really.
No,
that,
I don't want to watch.
Not that great of a trick. Finally, this is another story that has to deal with a world record. Again, a Guinness World Record. And it involves a long tooth, but not from a rabbit whose, you know, their teeth never stop growing.
Neither do ours.
That's not true.
And we're back.
Ten-year-old boy in Ohio. The guy lives in Columbus. He is a Guinness World Record holder after the dentist removed a baby tooth that was almost an inch long.
Wow.
Curtis,
so baby teeth never stop growing.
Yes.
It's just that they fall out.
This kid is 10, had an unusually long baby tooth.
Does this look infected to you?
Or milk tooth, and the dentist ended up removing it safely.
Huh.
He measured the tooth after extraction and
found... that's a world record, son.
Why, this tooth...
Champ.
0.94 inches long, beating the previous world record of 0.78. Kurt's in the fifth grade.
I hate to break the news to you, but you no longer hold that milk tooth record. Well, I got nothing then.
Let's see what the point of another day is.
Break things. I'm going to dig a hole.
I hope no one's watching me do it. Robbing me of the only pleasure I have, smashing these light bulbs. They were big light bulbs.
I know they
too.
Were. They were like those, big long ones.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun. His mom, Jessica Buddy, says, quote, Kurt is in the fifth grade, and this is the most exciting thing that's happened for him all year for him and his classmates. To say this has been
Don't
an exciting...
speak for his classmates.
Kurt's mom does not speak for me. I've had lots of cool stuff happen. To say this has been an exciting event for Kurt and our family would be an understatement, Mom says. And those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients, guaranteed. Fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. They're oven-roasted in the shop daily. Not the cheeses, but the slow-roasted homemade turkey and... And although there are such things as smoked cheeses and roast beef, they are handful daily. Anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there. Please do that. You'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one. We're back tomorrow.
Until we get a chance to do that for you, I will see you tonight as I spin the Wheel of Misfortune.
What time is that?
I don't know.
No. When do I watch?
I'll find out and I'll put
it... And you get just like, he just stole a bicycle. I want someone who's...
I was really hoping to get a rapist. Boo! Forgery?
Oh, I've always wanted to finger a rapist.
I'll let you know on my Twitter at Dave Lavora when I find
either
out
five
when
or six. You think?
Well, we're
possible 5:30.
We're filming it at 3, so
but it airs tonight.
I think it does.
No, I mean this is all going to be kind of time sensitive,
right? Be a real shame.
And we're looking for Whitey Bulger,
and we're back. That's going to do it for this show. Until we get a chance to do it again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.